And good morning and welcome to a 1001 Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio, and joining me this morning is Dr. Shane Rasmussen, director of the Louisiana Folklife Center and also an assistant professor of English at Northwestern University in Natchitoches. And starting tomorrow afternoon at 2:30 in McGill Recital Hall on the NSU campus is the fourth annual Louisiana Studies Conference, and Shane is here to talk a little bit about this exciting program. Shane, thanks for stopping by this morning.
Thanks for having me.
So this year's theme for the studies is Louisiana art and artists. Can you tell us a little bit about that theme and how it's going to unfold?
When we first started thinking about the conference, one of the things we wanted to do was make sure that we didn't make a conference that, you know, we'd already been to before. And that's kind of hard to do. But we thought about, what if we had interdisciplinary conversations? So in 2010, we had about 14 different film directors come and screen their films and talk with us about their films. And we had the academics talking to the film directors. In 2011, we had all these poets and creative writers come in, and we had the poet laureate of the state, Julie Kane, come in, and she just blew us away with a wonderful reading. And we had also those same conversations between the creative folk and the scholarly folk. So this time, with Louisiana Art and Artists, we're having all these wonderful artists from throughout the state come in, and we're making those conversations are happening in ways that are really organic. And so our keynotes are our artists this time.
And one of the key topics and one that fascinates me is the paintings of Clementine Hunter. Can you tell us a little bit about this?
Sure. In fact, one of our NSU graduates, Crystal Womack, is going to be talking about that, as is Art Shever, who just released a book on Clementine Hunter with Tommy Whitehead. She's a self-taught artist who grew up in the Natchitoches area on the Melrose Plantation, and she just started painting one day, and she just never stopped. It never went back. And because of it, she really just kind of blossomed to this cultural icon in the area and showed people that she had a vision, and that vision was as important as anybody else.
Many of the themes that are coming out of this are a lot with the visual arts, it seems like. And so one of the other things that you're going to have is the literature of Ernest Gaines.
Yes.
And you're also going to have some information about the archaeology of the Caddo Indians as well, correct?
You bet.
And so there'll be information and discussions about New Orleans architecture, about homemade funerary arts, which is the decorative arts surrounding
the headstone,
the burial.
That's right.
And also on voodoo as well.
But we have some poetry inspired by voodoo. If you can just talk about great stuff. We have a lot of creative writers this year coming in to speak to us. And also we have Natasha Sanchez, who's a performance artist and a musician, songwriter from New Orleans. We have Vicki Marshall, who's going to present a whole play, a whole one-act play about Cane River Women.
Okay.
Called Ladies of Style, and it's just great. You know, also our keynotes, Dawn Dedeau is probably, you know, she is one of the greatest new media artists you're going to find in the world. And she's coming up to give the lecture on Friday night. And then on Saturday morning, I'm going to interview Juanita Leonard as a Saturday morning keynote.
Will there be an exhibit of some of her artwork?
You
as
bet.
Well?
Okay, in fact, we're going to be amidst the exhibit during the keynote, so we can talk about that art right there.
So you have all that visual stimulus as well as the mental stimulus going on as well. And one of the presentations that you're going to be doing is on how to preserve French language.
Dustin Fuque, who works with the National Park Service, he has been going around South Louisiana and basically talking to the old folks. He's been going where they congregate and basically talking to them and sitting around those restaurant tables as they talk French, and he's been learning French in that really organic way. What he's trying to do is he's trying to take that natural drive and passion that he has to learn French, and he's trying to learn it from those native speakers directly.
More of an organic way rather than an academic kind of a way.
Right. He's trying to get the language as it is actually spoken and lived and learned.
Okay. And finally, we have the presentation of the winning essays from the 4th Annual Louisiana High School Essay Contest. What was the theme this year for the essay contest?
How Art Inspires Me.
So you're going to have how many winners will be where they'll be?
There'll be three winners, and one of them talked about how they themselves have gone on this journey, in a sense, of playing one character after another, and as they in different theater groups, and as they do that, they have transformed their own character. Another talks about her evolution as a pianist, and a third one writes about how she, when she goes to a concert, it just kind of takes her away, and she gets her outside of herself in a way that the music and enables her to do that in a way nothing else does. So it's really just neat stuff. These guys are great writers.
That's the 4th Annual Louisiana Studies Conference beginning tomorrow afternoon at 2:30 in McGale Recital Hall on the NSU campus in Natchitoches. And if you'd like more information, you can visit...
Just go to the website for the Louisiana Folk Life Center and you can find the full program for the conference. Also, this conference is free and open to the public. We want you to join us and have just a fun and educational time.
And it's going to take place Friday and Saturday,
That's
correct?
That's right. You bet.
So there's plenty of opportunity to get out, see many of these exhibits, check out some great Louisiana folk culture, and educate and entertain yourself.
You bet.
All right, Shane, I want to thank you for stopping by today.
Thank you so much for having me.
This has been a 1001 Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.